Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you for choosing to join me for this episode of How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. Thanks for joining me for the second episode in our series on helping children with school and learning problems. Let's listen to our narrator, who will explain the plan for this session.
Last episode, we looked at the dimensions of learning. You saw that your child's ability, attitude, and skills combine to determine whether he will succeed in school. This episode, we look at the most common signs of learning and school difficulties. You learn how to evaluate how well your child is doing and what types of problems he or she may be having. Over the next few episodes, we will look at each of these signs in more detail, including thinking about how you can help your child if you see signs of learning and school adjustment problems.
The narrator is going to provide a list of signs and symptoms of school difficulty, the kinds of problems and issues children have when they are experiencing learning problems at school. If you are thinking in terms of a specific child, I suggest you get a pencil and paper so you can write down those statements that most apply to the child that you're interested in right now. Although you may want to copy down the full list, at least be sure to make note of those issues that your child is experiencing now, those issues that you're concerned about. Once the narrator has gone through the full list, we can then see how to begin to deal with those particular problems, how to help your child with those specific problems. Of course, we will be looking at each of the issues on the list in more detail in future episodes in this series.
Think about each of these questions. They get at common signs of learning and school problems. As you consider each question, ask yourself if your child ever has the problem. If not, go to the next question. If he or she sometimes has the problem, put a check mark beside the question and then go to the next question. Repeat the process until you have thought about each question. Does your child have trouble making good choices and decisions? Have problems expressing his thoughts and ideas? Have trouble doing things most children his age do easily? Have difficulty understanding school assignments and what teachers expect? Have trouble understanding what he reads? Get confused about what he is doing, what people expect, or what people are saying? Find that trying harder does not lead to his homework and other assignments getting better and easier? Do some assignments very well and others very badly? Forget to do homework or have trouble remembering what was assigned? Have difficulty following instructions and directions? Have a problem paying attention to time or managing time? Get bad grades? Have trouble asking for help or letting anyone help? Have difficulty accepting or dealing with criticism? Always have excuses for not doing well? Think his not doing well is someone else's fault? Have to have an adult standing over him to get him to do his schoolwork? Feel teachers and other adults at school have it in for him? Disrupt the classroom or the activities of other children? Make no effort to cooperate and get along? Skip school or miss school a lot?
We can see from the list of indicators that the range is fairly broad, but there is one point about the list that I would like to give some emphasis to. Usually when people think about school and learning problems, they think about problems with this subject or that subject, issues with this task or that task. What we see, though, is that children who have learning difficulties have more general kinds of problems. They have general problems in dealing with the situation, in dealing with tasks in general, in focusing on work in general. When the issues relate to a specific subject or a specific task, the problem mostly has to do with, or usually has to do with, not yet having learned, which in the first session, we made the point that there is a big difference between having a learning problem and not yet having learned. So, one of the things I want to really emphasize is that when dealing with children, it's important to differentiate between learning problems and issues related to whether or not the child has yet learned. The child might be perfectly capable of learning, but just hasn't had the right exposure, the right support, the right help, hasn't had what he or she needs in order to learn this particular subject. With that perspective in mind, let's let our narrator pick up from here.
Did you spot any problems? If not, your child is likely doing quite well in school. You should be pleased with him or her and also pleased with yourself. Your hard work and effort are paying off nicely for both of you. It is more likely that you spotted some signs of difficulty. As we discussed last episode, most children are having some problems that need attention. The problems may be mild and within the normal ups and downs of kids in school. Nonetheless, they require your help today to prevent more serious problems tomorrow. They also may be more alarming. If so, you need to start working with your child on them now, or you can be sure they will become very serious tomorrow.
Okay, you've been a good student. You went through the list, you listened carefully, you paid attention, you took notes, you've written down those issues that concern you in reference to a particular child. So, what's next? What do you do now? Let's listen to our narrator and she will explain the strategy.
If you have spotted some problems, do this. Reconsider the questions where you made a check mark. For those questions, put a 1, 2, or 3 next to the question. A 1 means you see the problem once in a great while. For those problems, talk with your child about your concern and then watch for a couple weeks to see if things get better. They usually do. Put a 2 beside the question if you notice the problem more than once a month. For those problems, talk with your child about your concern and also mention it to his or her teacher. If you cannot stop by school, call her at school or in the evening. The school office will have her number. Teachers normally want to hear from parents. If you cannot get in touch with the teacher, call the principal at your child's school. Follow any suggestions you get from the folks at school. Put a 3 beside any question that identifies a problem you see once a week or more. Something is definitely wrong. Also, talk with your child's teacher. Just remember this. Something more is wrong than will be fixed by telling your child to pay more attention, listen better, study more, or work harder. All of these are ways of blaming the child for having the problem. He needs to take his share of responsibility for things getting better, but you and the people at school need to do your share of the work too. It will take all of you to help your child. It is not just his problem. Each of you must take responsibility for what's wrong.
You now have a perspective on what it means to say that a child has learning difficulties. We can now move to look at specific signs and symptoms of learning difficulties and how we might go about helping children with those types of issues. You now have a framework you can use as you continue to pursue your interest in making a difference to people who make a difference to you. I hope you found this episode of How to Matter helpful as you pursue making a difference with people who make a difference to you. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.